Derek is the new superintendent in a large unified school district. He wanted to hold the district accountable to the same standards they hold students to level up and surpass expectations. So he earned a doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Now he's taking charge and making measured improvements. What do you think preparing students for success looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Recorded live at London's Museum of Comedy, Wireless Theatre Company and Snatchback present Diminutive Detective Drayton Trench in episode 4 of Great Caesar's Ghost by David K. Barnes. Now, for those of you who weren't here last week, and I know who you are, Jason Davis is an ordinary man whose uncle, Sir Percy Price, archaeologist and disgraced character actor, had been kidnapped in a most extraordinary crime. Fortunately, Detective Drayton Trench and her secretary, Marjorie, were cheap, available, and on the case. With Jason, they tracked Sir Percy to Paris and rescued him from the clutches of the suave Nathaniel Swan and his deadly assistant, Violet Darkbloom. But whilst our heroes have got Sir Percy, the villains have stolen a series of precious Roman artifacts relating to Julius Caesar. And nobody knows why, least of all Drayton Trench, who finds herself plummeting to her doom from the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Good God, she's falling!
Drayton! Oh, bloody hell, what do we do?
I'll try and catch her! It's our only chance!
I've never been skydiving before.
Drayton, I can't believe you're alive.
And I can't believe that the Mona Lisa was able to break your fall like that.
They painted pictures to last back then. Thanks, Jason.
Hello, have I missed anything?
Drayton's alive and well, Sir Percy.
And I've wangled myself this very impressive ice cream cone.
Everyone's a winner. What a brilliant day.
Where's Nathaniel got to?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's got the statue. And the scepter. What a terrible day.
But we finally rescued Sir Percy.
Which means we can all go home. Maybe I'm just saying this to be polite, but I'm sorry I doubted you, Drayton. I suppose you're a brilliant detective after all.
Oh, I'm chuffed to hear you say that, Jason. But I don't think everything's over just yet.
Well, I know Nathaniel's got the artifacts, but they don't matter that much, do they?
They could unlock power undreamed of, Jason. The scepter is the key, and the statue is the life. That's what the inscription on the statue said.
But what does it all mean?
Young lady, it shames me to admit this, but I too was once a member of the cult of Caesar. Many years ago, in partnership with Nathaniel Swan.
What a twist.
I'm tired now.
We both spent suspiciously long hours together researching the legendary tomb of Caesar. Whereas I regarded it merely as a hobby, something to brag about at the cult's Christmas do, for Nathaniel, it became an obsession.
But why should anybody want to break into a dusty old tomb?
Legends say that the ancient followers of Caesar hid a trouser-troublingly large amount of treasure in it. That could be what Nathaniel's after. But then...
You think there's something else?
It's just a feeling. Call it an old character actor's intuition if you like, but... I think there's more to their plans than simple treasure hunting.
Yeah. How does the heist at the Louvre fit into all this? And why bother with breeding a special horse at Longchamp? Wait, the horse. Where'd it go?
It left in a taxi a few minutes ago.
Oh, what a swizz. Nathaniel's agents will probably have got it back by now.
Now, thanks to me, he knows where the tomb of Caesar is located, beneath the Trevi Fountain in Rome.
The Trevi Fountain? Are you sure?
Yes. I discovered the secret after years of ceaseless, painstaking research carried out by unpaid undergraduates on my behalf. Oh, I've been a silly old archaeologist.
Oh, don't cry, Sir Percy.
I'm just a sozzled old dunderhead.
You mustn't say that.
No, no, it's kind of this way.
Don't be heartless. There, Sir Percy. Look, you're dripping ice cream all down your front.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'll just take a tissue out and dab at it. There we are.
Wait! Give me that tissue a second.
Why do you want a tissue?
Because it's not just a tissue. Look, it's a letter stamped by the cult of Caesar.
Well spotted.
I must have picked it up while I was rifling through their drawers and stealing their stationery.
Who's it from?
It's from Nathaniel to someone called the Countess, dated today. In all the excitement, he must have forgotten to go to the post office.
A mistake he'll soon live to regret.
You're right. Calm down, Marjorie.
What's in the letter?
Dear Countess, further to your charming invitation, I would be delighted to take dinner with you at Barthory Castle on the 27th.
That's tomorrow.
I'm organising a daring art theft in Paris right now, but she'll be with you in Transylvania as soon as possible.
Now, why, if everything they want is in Rome, are they suddenly taking a detour to Transylvania?
Well, I've no idea, but speaking for myself, I want to go home. Who's with me?
Nonsense, lad! Where's your spirit of adventure?
I've got no money and I haven't eaten in days.
Here, have some ice cream.
No, Uncle, I just want... Oh, this is good. This is really good ice cream. But anyway, I just think we ought to go home and stop getting involved.
You might think so, Jason, but I don't. My past has finally come round to haunt me, and I intend to face it with my nose in the air and my hands at my lapels.
That's the spirit. Are you with us, Jason?
Can anyone lend me the cash to get back to London?
Oh, dearie me, no.
Then I suppose I'm coming with you.
Brilliant! I bet Transylvania's lovely this time of year. Here we are. Thank you, cabbie.
Have you got any change to pay the fare?
No, you?
Not a thing, Sir Percy?
Afraid not.
Jason?
I'm so hungry.
Here, mate, take this painting. It's a cracker.
Oh, well, thank you kindly, miss. The Mona Lisa, one of my favourites. I'll go home and put it in the downstairs toilet. Good night.
All right, mate, have a good one.
Well, this is the spooky old village the Travel Bureau told us about.
We just need to ask around to find the castle. Where can we find a large group of locals?
Let's go to the pub!
Good idea, Sir Percy. We're bound to get information there.
Well, that too, I suppose.
How about over there? The Devil's Foot.
Ooh, sounds lovely. Let's take a look.
You are, sir. Another flagon of ale.
Oh, you're a good girl, Inger. I'll be needing this to give me the courage to walk back on a night like this one.
I don't envy you. I'm glad I don't need to leave the inn tonight.
Oh, good to have the village together like this, though.
Oh, yes. Lots of familiar faces and no strangers for miles.
Just the way the Lord made us.
Amen.
Hello, everyone.
We're just looking for directions.
And a drink.
We don't get many strangers round these parts, and now four all at once.
Oh, well, we're not staying long.
We're trying to find Barthory Castle. What?
It's that name.
What? Barthory Castle? Barthory Castle?
Look, we just want to know if anyone's heard of it.
'Tis an evil place. You'll not be wanting to go anywhere near it, especially not on a night like tonight.
Why not?
Why, the wolfbane blooms, and the moon is full and bright, that's why. It's dangerous to go out on a black night like this. You best find somewhere to stay in quickly.
Okay, can we stay here?
Well, we don't like strangers in these parts, so no.
Is there another inn nearby?
No, you'll have to go to the castle.
Okay, we'll go there then.
No, you can't go to the castle. It is an evil place.
Then we'll stay here.
But we hate strangers.
Then we'll go to the castle.
No!
Not that we're going there, but if we were to go there, how would we get there?
Just carry on up the main road past the forests until it winds its way up into the hills. You'll soon find the castle, which you shouldn't go to.
Barthory Castle.
That's the one.
Ah!
Right. Well, maybe we should get a quick drink.
Or six.
And then take a wander up to the castle.
I don't suppose you take credit card here, do you? Being a peasant village and everything.
No, this inn doesn't take cards, miss.
Thought not.
You'll have to use the cash point outside the Tesco across the road.
Oh. Right. Back in a tick. Barthory Castle. Barthory Castle.
Barthory Castle. There you are, I've got the knack.
No, sir, it's because your flies are undone.
Oh, right, sorry.
Jinkies, what a creepy looking castle.
I really didn't foresee anything like this happening when I hired you to find my uncle whilst I stayed at home and waited for you to find him. Wait a minute, what am I doing here?
Right, gang, we need to find a secret way in so we can stay undetected, all right?
Right.
Or Uncle can knock on the door.
I'm sorry, I'm cold.
Oh, I'm beginning to get a bit freaked out.
No, maybe we should reconsider all this.
We can't stay out here all night, we'll freeze to death.
Oh, in fact, let's just turn around and go back to the inn.
We can't do that. Not after Sir Percy climbed over the bar to get at the beer pumps.
We could explain.
He knocked over an oil lamp and set the bar on fire.
We could apologize.
Jason, he burnt the inn down.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Everyone, it's an adventure. A one-of-a-kind journey into the unknown. It's things like this that make me proud to be alive and make life worth living.
By Jove, Drayton, those words have struck home. You're absolutely right. This is a fantastic experience.
It's a wolf! It's a wolf!
I'm not enjoying this at all!
Hey, open up! We need some help out here.
Marjorie, quick! Have you still got Violet's gun?
Yes!
Give it to me, quickly!
Help!
Right, I just need a clear shot. Take this, you foul beast!
Oh, my leg!
Right, and now for the wolf!
Oh, well done, Jason. You must have hit it.
Scared it off, more like. I could have sworn the bullets went straight through.
Sir Percy, you're covered in blood.
Nonsense. I've been in films before. This is just jam. No, this is very much my blood.
Oh, bloody hell.
Finally, right. Let's drag Sir Percy inside. We'll have to hope the Countess can help.
If she's a friend of Nathaniel's, isn't she more likely to have us all killed?
Her ladyship never has anybody killed before dinner, young master.
Ah! Who are you?
My name is Mastodon, young master. I'm the Countess's lady-in-waiting.
You're... Really?
Well, don't say it like that, sir. I have feelings too.
No, sorry. You're a... very pretty lady.
Oh, don't say it if you don't mean it.
Please, our friend was attacked by a wild animal and he needs urgent help.
A spoonful of absinthe makes the medicine go down.
Her ladyship is entertaining at the moment, but since this man is bleeding to death, you can follow me this way.
It's dreadful out tonight. Thank the gods for a roaring fire. And this wine is truly excellent, Countess.
Thank you, Nathaniel. I've never tasted it. I never drink wine.
Well, I do. Pass the bottle.
Oh, certainly, my dear Violet. May I say that you're looking absolutely exquisite in that beautiful gown? It flatters your bosom.
Why, thank you.
I meant her.
Well, I, like to dress for the occasion.
Perhaps you should keep it. I shall not be able to take all of my belongings with me when I vacate this castle.
You're quite sure you want to leave Transylvania?
The castle has belonged to the family Bathory for 400 years. It has begun to feel lonely. You have the travel documents to allow me to go to England.
Oh, yes. We've got a nice little property set up for you. It might be right next to an insane asylum, but I assure you that the shrieks and moans of the inmates will be entirely masked by the all-night discotheque on the other side.
Oh, Thank you, friend Nathaniel. It will be good to walk amongst people again. The villagers stay away from this place. I never receive visitors anymore.
Begging your pardon, your ladyship, but some visitors have just turned up, freely and of their own will, just as you like them.
Oh, show them in, Master Don. Show them in.
Yes, milady. This way, everyone.
No! By Jupiter's beard, it's impossible!
What is the matter?
Drayton!
Nathaniel!
Marjorie!
Violet!
Jason! Is my name. So, Drayton, your certain doom was not so certain.
It takes more than falling off one of the tallest buildings in Europe to put an end to my meddling. Countess, I'm Drayton Trench, private detective. We need your help.
Indeed.
Sir Percy's been savaged by a wild animal. He's lost a lot of blood.
How much?
Very nearly an armful.
A whole pint, you say? We shall have to tend to the man's wounds, won't we, Master Don?
Yes, milady.
We don't want all that blood escaping, do we?
No, milady.
Excellent.
Are you a vampire?
No. Anyway, you all seem to be already acquainted.
Unfortunately, yes. They keep trying to kill us.
Only because you keep trying to ruin our plans.
Only because you kidnapped my uncle.
You don't even like your uncle.
That's beside the point.
She's got me there.
Stop! Thank you. We are all friends in this castle.
What?
I said... We are all friends in this castle. Is that clear? Good. That is better. I am the Countess Elizabeth Bathory. I insist that you set aside your trivial disputes and join me at my table for dinner.
We can have food?
Yes.
Real, actual food?
Yeah, of course.
Yes! Drayton, we've struck gold!
I know! Oh,
food! Mouth-watering food!
I've almost forgotten what food tasted like.
We can't trust her.
Yes, we can. She has food.
But she's a vampire, probably.
No.
And she's also a friend of theirs.
Oh, I don't care anymore. They can kill me as often as they want, so long as I get a square meal out of it.
We'd love to accept your offer, Countess.
Wonderful. Master Don, take their corpulent friend to the guest quarters and see to his wounds.
Yes, milady.
I think I'll keep an eye on Sir Percy, if you don't mind, Countess.
You sure, Marjorie? I wouldn't want you to have to pass up on a slap-up meal.
I always keep an emergency Yorkie bar on hand. I'll be fine. Besides, I don't trust any of these people an inch.
An obvious ploy, Miss Marjorie Banks, to pry into my affairs whilst I am distracted by a mouth-watering four-course dinner. Violet, go with her.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Unnecessary. I see and hear all throughout this entire castle, friend Nathaniel. Your plans are perfectly safe. The girl Marjorie can go alone.
Thank you, Countess.
Ah, the gong. Dinner is served.
Oh, my God. That's the best meal I've ever had.
I am glad you enjoyed it, Jason. The meat comes from our finest cattle, and the vegetables are grown in the fields.
What about the booze?
Oh, we get that from the Tesco in the village.
Can I pour you a glass, Countess?
Oh, no, Drayton. I never drink wine.
How about you, Violet? Nathaniel?
I wouldn't say no.
Violet, you can't accept a drink from her.
Are you going to pour me one?
No, the bottle's too far away.
Well then, poor Drayton.
Why so hospitable, Miss Trench?
I suppose I've just never had dinner with people who've tried to kill me before.
Believe me, Drayton, it won't happen again.
Why's that then?
Well, because we're going to kill you.
Oh, yes, sorry. Memory like a sieve.
How the hell has she managed to run rings round us?
Don't underestimate her, Violet. I'm beginning to think she has rare guile and devilish cunning.
Hey, you're all right. Cheers.
Forgive me, Countess, but I'm sure I've heard your name somewhere before.
Oh, you have perhaps heard of my infamous ancestor and namesake, who lived at the end of the 16th century.
Wasn't she the woman who bathed in human blood?
Don't knock it till you've tried it. She believed such acts granted her everlasting life.
What happened to her?
Nobody knows. But the stigma of her name remains, and I long to start a new life abroad.
Oh, I'm sorry about your family's troubles, Countess.
Oh, thank you, dear Jason. Your face, it is very kind, very noble, very Roman. Everybody, notice how Roman he looks.
I'll remember that in case it's important later on.
Nathaniel shall help me set up a new home in England, the land of chips and fish and red double-decker buses and making jokes about foreigners before saying you're just being ironic. But actually you're not.
And what's in it for you, Nathaniel?
I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart.
And I'm helping him with his master plan.
You weren't supposed to tell them that.
Wasn't I?
No, they're my opponents. They're trying to stop me.
Oh, so I shouldn't tell them about the elixir.
No, you shouldn't!
The elixir that brings people back.
Christ! Just don't tell them anything!
Gotcha.
What is your master plan, Nathaniel, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I do mind, actually.
Oh, forget I said anything, sorry.
Wouldn't have anything to do with breaking in the tomb of Caesar, would it?
No.
You told me it was.
Countess!
Oh, yes, sorry.
Going to plunder some ancient treasures, are you?
No, not at all, Drayton. The treasure will come in very handy, but there's something of far greater value waiting within that tomb. Something that will make me invincible.
And what's your opinion, Violet?
I'm not paid to have one.
Yeah, but, you know, between you and me, this cult of Caesar thing...
The cult of Caesar shall rule the world!
Yeah, don't you think he sounds a few cream crackers short of a packet?
You fool! You'll never understand the power I seek! None of you will ever understand! None of you! Especially you!
Oh, well, thank you.
Look, everybody, please, this is a civilized evening, but perhaps we should step out onto the veranda and clear our heads.
Hey, look! It's a full moon out tonight.
Why, indeed it is. We shall have to keep our eyes peeled for wolves, will we not? I wonder how your wounded friend Sir Percy is feeling.
I'm not sure Transylvanian comedy carries very well.
How are you feeling, Sir Percy?
Oh, much better, my dear. Master Don is a wonderful nurse. And she's a hot bit of stuff to boot.
Oh, shucks, you're making me blush.
I'm sorry you had to miss out on dinner.
I wouldn't have been able to stomach it. Sat down opposite that Nathaniel Swan. He always was a mad fish. The cult of Caesar was just an excuse to put on togas and get pissed with Pietro too before he showed up.
What's his aim? What's it all for?
I think he wants the cult of Caesar to rule the world. It's that sort of deluded thinking that made me hang up my toga and trudge home naked in the snow. Never to return. What a pitiful, stomach-churning sight I was.
Are you all right, Sir Percy?
Of course I am. Don't you have any brandy, Masterton?
I'm afraid not, sir.
I'll try and stomach this Beaujolais, but I'm only doing you a favour.
It's stuffy in here. I'll open the window and let some fresh air in. Oh, look, a full moon.
Oh, yes. Very pretty.
Mastodon, what's wrong with him?
Bloody cheap Beaujolais.
Sir Percy?
Oh, I don't think it's the Beaujolais, milady. Look at his hands.
Oh, they're growing hair. And his face, it's changing.
What's the animal that attacked him? A wolf, milady?
Yes, but what do you... No, surely you can't... That's impossible.
I'm afraid that wolf must have passed on its lycanthropic curse.
You mean Sir Percy is turning into...
Yes, milady. I'm afraid that Sir Percy is transforming into a werewolf.
That was episode 4. of Drayton Trent. Thank you. In Great Caesar's Ghost, starring Alice Osmanski as Drayton, Susan Cazenove as Marjorie, Peter Wicks as Jason, Stephen Critchlow as Sir Percy, Beth Eyre as Violet, Simon Caine as Nathaniel, and Esme Patey Ford as the Countess. The script was written by David K. Barnes. Will Marjorie become a werewolf's dinner? Is the Countess Elizabeth Bathory as innocent as she seems? Find out in the next terrifying installment of Drayton Trench!